One.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And Alive and Well, we are the Fanatic Organics. And that is absolutely true. Alive and Well is amazing. We have the terrific formulations of organic. Great prices also. Organic combination of herbals, nutrients, vitamins, proteins, you name it. It's all there and it's unique to Alive and Well. And another thing that's completely unique, it's our hand-in-hand, arm-in-arm, heart-in-heart relationship right there with the broth cafe at Alive and Well. And broth doesn't say it all. Broth is broad spectrum. All the wonderful organic recipes. It's just amazing. The beautiful air conditioning, lovely setting, and all of that. And the local organic Maui farmers, we get the fresh, wonderful organic produce in on a daily basis, making that in high-intensity concentration juices only in glass, but also all the vegetables incorporated in our many different dishes, whether they're the salad, whether whatever your choice, if you're vegan, vegetarian, or you love wild fish without the chemicals, or you love organic meats or chicken, whatever, it's all there for you. Many combinations are there at the Broth Cafe, and everybody raves about how delicious, how wondrous the different sauces we make that are there that nobody else can make without the chemicals, without the bad guys, ever. And it's there at the Broth Cafe. You were going to say?
I was going to say it's delicious.
It's delicious.
It's phenomenal.
It's the taste. Your taste buds are going to go sky high. They're going to go skyrocket. They're going to go up to the, like in a rocket, right up to space.
Okay? Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. And we're talking, but when you're talking about a rocket going up into space, there's another rocket going up into space.
Really?
And it's called Vortex. Vortex.
Well, I don't know how high in space it goes, but it's spun to the most delicious taste bud. When's the last time you tasted water? Really tasted water. The ultraviolet light water, the purification of the tap water, is passed under the ultraviolet light, destroying the harmful bacteria and all the viruses, everything that should not be there in good, healthy water. But activated carbon filtering system, yes, that's in the Vortex water, the Alive and Well water. It effectively removes 99.99%. Get that, 99.9.
Of all toxins whatsoever.
99.9, that's pretty close to 100%.
Okay? And those different worlds of water increase the number of free hydrogen bonds and the free electrons in the water. So it supports your body to regenerate. Go ahead, you
were
saying.
It does indeed.
That's right, it does indeed.
And the Vortex, the purification of the Vortex chamber, the final stage of purification in the Alive and Well water is the Vortex chamber.
Chamber.
It's a stainless steel tool designed to copy a million-year-old system from nature, just as a mountain stream that breaks down molecules by passing over rocks. It purifies and structures the water, and the Vortex chamber acts in the same way, the same organic manner, creating millions of tiny cylindrical tunnels in your own water.
Wow.
To break down the molecules, which makes the water easier to absorb by transporting nutrients into your cells while removing
toxins.
The toxins.
All toxins. And you know, this was proven. This was proven many, 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 many years ago in 1938. This doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the highest prize you can have, the Nobel Prize in Medicine, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And the hydrogen bombs were also proven. These two parameters were hugely and positively supported in vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and that pH is 7.8. All of these things for ultra life and purification, and delicious. You know the dish difference right
away.
So
how's your pH?
My pH?
Yeah.
pH. You're talking to, am I supposed to spit on something when I get and you prove
no,
my pH? My pH is up into the skies.
Your pH is
pH
up in the skies.
In the skies. That's
and it's
right.
Vortexed.
Vortex. It gives structure, detoxification, cell availability, saves energy, all the great things. And I know we constantly get folks telling us, we give some to our doggy or our catty, and they love it. They love this water.
You don't have a catty.
I don't have a catty.
Are you a golfer?
I didn't have a caddy. I didn't even have a caddy driving cars for me. Okay. So anyhow, let's start by saying here that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctors area. We love to share information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials, and we quote a lot of this information right here. And nothing, you know, one of the things, a very big news has just come out, okay? Very big news, and you need to hear this because this is critical for your life and health, all right?
What?
Well,
this is
a very important,
what?
Okay, and this is a very important article, just printed up by the doctor. Chronic pain is linked to vitamin and mineral deficiencies.
We knew that.
Oh, we knew that, but here's the way that the doctor studied, the medical study, and the doctor quoting this, okay?
All right.
Millions of Americans, quoting her, suffer from chronic pain. New research shows that the cause is hiding in their diets. A medical study from the University of Arizona Health Sciences found that deficiencies in the key vitamins and minerals, all the B vitamins, vitamin D3, magnesium, all kinds, were more common in people with severe chronic pain. Conversely, those with these deficiencies were more likely to suffer from these persistent pain. And here's this doctor, and I'll give it to you in a minute, honey. It says, here she's saying, quote, who wrote the article, I treat chronic pain patients. And oftentimes we don't come up with a diagnosis. But just because there isn't a surgery that will help you doesn't mean you're not in pain, said medical doctor Julie Pelicis, senior author of the study and chair, that's the head person, of neurosurgery at the University of Arizona College of Medicine. The doctor, Tucson, said, this study is a novel way to approach chronic pain treatment. Changes in diet and nutrients as opposed to medications or other things.
Which substantiates what we've said for the last 60 years, honey, is that nutrients create new cells.
That's exactly right.
New cellular life. New cellular life is generally pain-free.
That's right.
Drugs dumb down the sensation of pain, but they don't create the new life.
Right.
They don't correct what is causing the pain. The pain is caused by compromised cells, which perform irregularly and painfully.
That's right.
But by using the nutrients, you create new life in every cell, new mitochondria in every cell.
Okay, and I want to do the intro here and give you right over here. It says here, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that's the biggest, toppest thing in the United States, estimates that 50 million U.S. adults experience chronic pain lasting more than 3 months, more than 50 million, resulting in massive healthcare costs, lost productivity, and increased rates of anxiety and depression. Experts say nutrition is an overlooked factor. Can you start right here?
I can start. I can start and I can finish right there.
Hi.
Here's what they go on to say. Ironically, physicians receive almost no training in nutrition.
Say it again. Now you have to hear this, and this is a doctor quoting it. Say that again.
Ironically, says the doctor, physicians receive almost no training in nutrition. And doctors are inadequately prepared to diagnose and treat chronic pain conditions. Says who? Says Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, a board-certified internist who has specialized in treating fibromyalgia and chronic pain for over 40 years.
He's very famous, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Very, very famous doctor, all right? And he's the one saying this.
And let me just add this little bon mot. Mona and I have been in the vitamin business for about 60 years. And there's been a half a dozen physicians, doctors, who take vitamins, who were regular customers. And oftentimes we would get into discussions about nutrition. And invariably in the conversation, the doctor would say, there is almost no nutritional training in medical school.
We heard this so many times.
All right. But it bears repeating because people assume that nutrition is so important that it would be one of the first things that would be addressed in any kind of health crisis.
Zero, okay? Zilch, nada, rien.
This doctor goes on to say, as a result, too many patients are gaslighted by their physicians who tell them the pain is, quote, all in your head.
Good grief.
Okay?
Good grief.
This gaping hole in physician training exacerbates a public health emergency that needs to be solved.
Exacerbates means it makes it worse.
Let me go on with the quote.
Yes.
Says the doctor.
Jacob Teitelbaum.
This isn't Dennis saying this.
No.
Although I do say it, but I get it from the doctors who've been through the whole rigmarole. The practical steps for patients. Why don't you read this part?
Yes. And what he says, Teitelbaum recommends that most Americans take a high-potency daily multivitamin, including very high B-complex, B12, magnesium, 1,000 vitamin D3, and many other nutrients. Those with chronic pain, he talks, you actually need to be taking your fish oils too, but he's talking about the multivitamin is critically important. And then he says, researchers say the study should open new doors to safer, more personalized approaches to pain management. And then quoting Dr. Teitelbaum going on, and the other doctor too. Our study, quote, across various chronic pain conditions in large, diverse populations, found that vitamin and mineral deficiency are much more frequent in people with chronic pain, particularly in some specific groups, said Deborah Morris, co-author and research manager at the University of Arizona. Our goal is to improve the quality of life for people with chronic pain and reduce opioid usage.
Drugs.
And these findings have the potential to do that. They're telling you what's so important is to reduce the drugs, reduce the taking of the drugs. And you know, they say here, this is so important. And I'll give this to you in a second here. After 50, say the doctors, your nutritional needs change. By this time, you have a diminished ability to absorb nutrients from food, particularly the B vitamins, magnesium, vitamin C, and many more. Experts caution that older adults lacking in these key nutrients, such as vitamin D3, that goes on with all of these things, B vitamins, folate, thiamine, niacin, they need more B vitamins and dietary antioxidants than younger people.
Why,
there's
people.
Another common issue quite troublesome for those over 50. Older adults take more medications for ailments. These drugs prevent proper absorption of vitamins and minerals. What this means, say the doctors, is that relying on just diet to provide you with all these nutrients is not enough. The smartest move once you reach middle life, they say here, and they even Harvard scientists, 35 years worth of vitamin research, published their findings in the Journal of the American Medical Association, top medical journal. Researchers concluded that the majority of adults in all adult age groups do not consume an optimum amount of vitamins by diet alone. And they made a recommendation, you have to hear this, that that Harvard School of Public Health said a daily powerful multivitamin is nutrition insurance. Take some every single day. And they also tell you, can you say, unfortunately, what they say here?
Unfortunately, what they say here is that 3 out of 5 adults do not take multivitamins. And even if you do use a multivitamin, how do you know it's the highest quality and not another expensive urine tablet? Well, the medics select advisory team of 4 highly respected medical doctors agrees with that Harvard recommendations that you just heard. However, over their many combined years of clinical practice, they all ran into a number of common concerns. And one of the major common concerns is that there are many formulations of multiple vitamins. And invariably, most of them, especially...
That's right, darling. Go ahead.
Especially those that are bought in drugstores, say holistic physicians, are maybe 6 or 8 vitamins in minimum daily requirement levels.
Right, and many of them have like 1 milligram, of 1.5 milligrams. You have to read carefully of those B vitamins. That's next to nothing, rather than high amounts. Go ahead.
And when you use the minimum of anything, you get minimum rewards. Do you work for the minimum wage? Would you like to work for the minimum wage to really increase your lifestyle? It doesn't happen, folks. Well, the same thing with nutrition. When you get the minimum daily requirement, you may be able to stand and breathe. You may be able to walk around the block. When you get the optimal levels, your body then determines how much to use. It uses the optimal amount to give you optimum degree of health. An optimum is not the maximum, but a much higher level of good health constructive components. And it's the nutrients which build new healthy components.
And you know, they even go on to say here, and this is such important information by these doctors, that many multivitamins forget the missing link, antioxidants. One of America's most recognized holistic medical physicians, Dr. David Brownstein, stresses how important it is to consume copious amounts of antioxidants. Not only do they help keep your cells and organs functioning properly, but antioxidants minimize the effects of aging. They go on to say here, you need a plentiful supply, okay? And particular researchers found that antioxidants support the health of mitochondria. And Dr. Erica Schwartz, a specialist in longevity, that's length of life medicine, and in helping people recover the healthy levels of energy they once had, malfunctioning of these little energy factors is linked to premature aging and ill health. They all say you need a high potency multivitamin.
Alive and Well has consulted with holistic physicians to create a formulation of high potency nutrients in every single capsule.
That's right, and loaded with green foods and organic and all kinds of adaptogens and super high B vitamins and all the other minerals. Go ahead.
And with enzymes to help you digest it. Because guess what, folks? Just like you can't run around the block when you're 50 years old, you can't digest your food like you did when you were younger at 50 years of age. So by using the digestive enzymes, you fulfill the final requirement of eating, which is to digest and assimilate the nutrients that you're putting into your mouth. The healthy one is what we call the green superfoods multi.
It's unbelievable.
Well.
It's unbelievable what all the things that are in that nobody else has. And there's a new medical study that even say super high in the B vitamins. But here's a big medical study that got published out talking about shows that not only do B vitamins slow brain shrinkage, but they specifically slow down shrinkage in brain regions known to be most severely impacted by Alzheimer's. Moreover, in these specific areas, the shrinkage is decreased, that's lowered, by as much as 700%. Participants in this medical study taking high doses of these B vitamins lowered their blood levels of homocysteine. Their brain shrinkage was decreased 90%.
That ain't
with
bad.
A super high, that's exactly one of the main things we have there. And the, what are the doctors saying after this study? Consider taking a high quality, ideally food-based daily supplement. That's exactly what that is. Okay,
the
they tell you to do all of that.
Is exactly that. It is high in the B vitamins. It is high in all the basic nutrients, even the non-basic nutrients, which increase what? Cellular metabolism.
That's right.
Energy production of every cell in your body. Mitochondrial maintenance and growth. Mitochondria are the little organelles that invisible, which create energy for each and every invisible cell. I've spoken about this a dozen times, but the mitochondria is where the nutrition really comes to the fore, because by feeding the mitochondria, you create cellular energy. When you create cellular energy, you create better function of every muscle, every molecule of your body is increased with energy production and life. It creates life.
Right. It's, and honestly, if you take the time, if you want to compare, you take the time, this is 25 times the potency of all of those excellent from foods, superfood multi, that's exactly what it is. Higher vitamin C, higher all of them, the minerals, and super high in the B vitamins, but also has the organic green foods that are incorporated into that, and the minerals, so much, and stabilizing minerals, and it has organic spirulina, organic green grasses, all of that, but it'll, and the enzymes that we're talking about, and it has specific nutrients that are called adaptogens, helping the body and all of the organs adapt to stress and adapt to life as it is. Nothing touches it. The healthy one, green superfoods, multi, iron-free, free of any toxin, free of any chemical whatsoever. It's really amazing.
And when you take this nutrient, this super multiple vitamin, the healthy one, take it during a meal.
That's right.
With the food, it is properly digested and assimilated and giving you new life in every cell in your body. New life. Life. The cells are alive and well. Okay, that's what you get at Alive and Well.
Healthy one.
Nature's health solution.
That's right. It's unbelievable. And you know what? I want you to read this, Dan, because here is huge support. A very famous doctor. He's got loads of credits. Ralph LaGuardia. He's not the owner of the airport, but his name is Ralph LaGuardia, MD. And he wrote the book, Infected. That's the title of the book. Secrets from the Medical Underground, How to Prevent and Treat Any Infections. And his statement, I want you to read his statement right here. Then give it back
that.
To me. Okay.
Okay.
This is from the doctor, word for word.
And he calls this article Building the Wall.
Building the Wall. Remember, building the wall? Go ahead.
Why doesn't anyone get the flu or coronavirus when it is passing through the population? The answer is that answer to that question is it totally depends on your immune system.
There it is.
The stronger your immune system, your immunity, the more readily it fights off infection.
That is so important. That is so important.
It's basic life function.
Okay? Go ahead, dear.
Think of your immune system as a wall. The stronger your immunity, the higher the wall.
Yes.
And conversely, the weaker your immunity, the lower the wall. Any invading microorganisms, such as bacteria and viruses, need to be strong enough to climb right up that wall to the top and over into our bodies, into our system. Conventional medicine relies exclusively on offense. They rarely consider the height of the wall.
See,
they would rather have kick it.
What? He's quoting. This is the doctor saying about the other doctors.
The doctor says they would rather have kick-ass troops on the inside of the wall that hopefully will live up to their reputation of fighting a war against invading microorganisms. That is all offense with no defense at all.
That's right.
From 37 years in practice, says the doctor, I know that patients do infinitely better with disease prevention rather than even the best of medical treatments.
Here he goes.
That is rarely the way medicine is practiced, says the doctor.
Says the doctor, building the wall. This is what the nutrients are doing, building the wall. And he goes on, I mean, he has a whole book talking about the nutrients and even going back to, things that Dennis and I remember so clearly. And I'm just going to touch on it lightly, but he goes on talking about the different nutrients. So that vitamin C and how important it was, that it was first brought to the attention of the American public by the only two-time Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Linus Pauling, when he wrote Vitamin C in the Common Cold. And the doctor says, I read this book in college and it literally changed my life, starting me on a path of exploration of nutrition, not just for prevention, but also treatment of disease. And he goes on to say that it holds true today how important these nutrients are. And he goes on with different nutrients that he talks about. Vitamin D3.
Let me just interject something here. Dr. Linus Pauling.
Yes.
Studied vitamin C for years.
Yes.
Dr. Linus Pauling was given the Nobel Prize for science 2 years in a row.
That's what he says, twice winning. He said it was twice.
Twice winning doesn't mean... It's so impressive to me that using the vitamin C in the way that Dr. Linus Pauling recommended it was curing all kinds of negative health developments.
Say, it did for me. It did for me in many times in my
life. Cancer and heart disease.
And when I had that infection, I was nursing a baby for just 1 month, and they said, you have to stop nursing right away. You have a high fever and you're going to die. Anyway, we took the high vitamin C, and it was all gone in within a few hours. And I was able to nurse my baby.
And that's just one little person, although Mona is not a little person.
Not exactly that little.
And our daughter, bless her heart, is hale and hearty. But the idea is that he went to the great extent of taking intravenous vitamin C, beyond just the oral dosages, but proving to science, to all scientists in the world, exactly how vitamin C detoxifies, rebuilds, restores, renews life. Life is created with vitamin C in the right dosages.
Right.
But drugs don't create life.
No, they don't. Drugs, and he goes on to say that many times.
Drugs try to poison the offending invader, but they don't create new cellular life.
No.
Well, Dr. Linus Pauling went to great trouble and great expense to prove in all of his many years of studying and working with vitamin C how effective it is in creating all forms of health development in every little cell in your body.
Right. And this Dr. LaGuardia talks also about that he considers it's critically important. And he says vitamin D3 is the best form of vitamin D for you. Okay? And he talks about it's the same form that your body produces in the right amount. And he says, I advise my patients to take at least 5,000 or 10,000 international units of vitamin D3 daily. Just what we have at Alive and Well. Tiny and easy to take. Take it with a meal for better absorption. He speaks about that all the time and goes on about, this always gets me, this just gets me. He talks about here of, as I said earlier, the fat-soluble form of the antioxidant cascade involves CoQ10, which we'll get to in a minute, and natural vitamin E, all right? And he says here, without vitamin E, all the fat in your body, including the membranes around all our cells, would turn rancid. Vitamin E does this by neutralizing toxic oxidants and preventing the oxidation of all that we need. And vitamin E is what saved me and gave me my children and everything, because I was only 22 before the health food stores really were proliferating, and before we opened our first health food store in 1969. Mm-hmm. We were just married 6 months ago. I was 22, and they said you had a massive massive tumor in your uterus, a large orange small grapefruit, the exact words of the doctor. We have to immediately take out this massive tumor and your entire uterus or you will be dead in 6 months. And we were, I was hysterical crying, and Dennis, we both said, what do we know? But we knew two famous doctors, the Shoot brothers from Canada. Wilford and Evan Shute. One was an OBGYN and the other, his brother, was a cardiologist. But what they had discovered, a number of things about natural vitamin E, not the synthetic, but the natural vitamin E, that it enabled the liver to detoxify excess estrogens, was their exact, his exact words, that caused cancerous tumors. And Dr. Shute gave this to the women who had these tumors, and they all got cured. I took, rather than having them take out my uterus when I was 22, just married, and take out this massive tumor and destroy my life, if I even survived, I took the natural vitamin E. And in less than 2 months, there was no trace of that tumor. Large orange, small grapefruit, no trace. I had my two children. I've had my entire life. I'm many years older than the 22 in which I did that, and I've never had it again. And I take that regularly. One nutrient. Why don't they ever learn?
And vitamin E, just to fill out the picture, vitamin E does not create new life. It does not create a new pregnancy.
No.
All right.
No.
It still requires.
Thank you for being around here. I'm glad that you were there.
Other contributions are required.
That's right. That's right. And you know, thanks again to Dr. LaGuardia, because would you read about what he has to say about cardio?
Dr. LaGuardia?
Yeah, the MD. He's talking about cardio Q10, about how important that is. Okay?
All righty. Here we go, folks. Ready? Hopefully you recall from my earlier discussion, says the doctor, on immunity and the antioxidant cascade, the importance of cardio CoQ10. Coenzyme Q10 is part of the fat-soluble arm along with that vitamin E that regenerates each other and in turn are both regenerated by alpha-lipoic acid. I can't begin to explain the awesome power and combination of these nutrients.
That's right.
The human body is able to make its own CoQ10. Huh? However, it markedly diminishes that ability as we age. Thus, the lack of energy in the elderly, among other reasons, primary being chronic dehydration. The CoQ10 production diminishes with chronic diseases such as diabetes and heart disease. And CoQ10 is a fat-soluble compound made by your body and stored in its mitochondria. Again, where do we find the mitochondria? In every cell of your body.
The energy source and life of each one of those cells.
And the mitochondria create the invisible little mitochondria. Create energy for the invisible little cell. And the cardio CoQ10, alive and well, is the mitochondria that does the job. The mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cells,
says
the doctor.
That's what he says, just what we have said before. Powerhouses of the cells, mitochondria.
They create the energy of every cell, responsible for its energy production. Thus, the importance of cardio Q10 to help produce energy and to support your immune system. By far, the most common cause of low CoQ10 in patients is from the use of statin drugs.
Listen and say it again. The doctor is saying that the cause of losing all of that CoQ10 is what? Go ahead, Dennis.
By far, the most common cause of low cardio CoQ10 in patients is from the use of statin drugs. May I read it?
Sorry, darling. Go right ahead.
From the use of statin drugs that lower cholesterol. These drugs directly inhibit the body's pathway to produce cardio CoQ10. Yet amazingly, most cardiologists and primary care doctors still don't recommend cardio CoQ10 supplementation.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so what the statin drugs supposedly get rid of excess cholesterol. But the statin drugs destroy the cardio-CoQ10, which maintains what? Good cellular mitochondrial recreation of life in every heart cell. What is the mindset that promotes that?
Money.
Negative. Exactly.
And, you know, they have what people don't also realize is that, you know, what the drug companies have to do is they have to do their most serious warnings about the side effects of their drugs. And there's a black box that's the most serious warning put on these drugs by they're forced to do this. And the black box warning includes two serious side effects that these statin drugs cause. One is mental decay and decline. You like that? And the other one is shooting up the blood sugar, diabetes, and worsening diabetes. Is this crazy? Is this insane?
The doctor goes on to say, cardio-CoQ10 is concentrated in the organs of the body. Since the organs require large amounts of energy to properly function, hence eating organ meats such as liver, heart, etc., are excellent sources. But holistic cardiologists go on to say, taking extra cardio-CoQ10 amplifies the creation of new life in every cell in your body.
Absolutely. And you know how you were talking about vitamin C and Dr. Pauling? Well, this doctor here, that writing the book here, Ralph LaGuardia, MD, talks about the importance, yes, of zinc, but he also makes an important point, which we have said also. You know, he uses the zinc to help fight off respiratory tract infections, colds, flu, pneumonia, coronavirus, and no side effects at all, he has said. But he often recommends that the quercetin, which is that natural bioflavonoid in the plant, with vitamin C be taken too, because it is such an anti-inflammatory and helps the body fight off viruses and that attack the sinuses, the throat, and the lungs.
Absolutely.
The coloring matter of the plants.
Nutrients, folks, I can't stress it enough. Nutrients from information from holistic physicians who don't recommend drugs on a regular basis. They recommend nutrients. They recommend new cellular life. And that's what nutrients provide. New immune system, new ability. I've mentioned several times of the doctor during the COVID fiasco, where people were being put on air pumps and killing thousands of people with the doctor's remedies. A doctor came out and said, look, build your immune system. How do we do that? You build your immune system by taking quercetin. Quercetin is an antiviral. It decongests the lungs. It's an anti-inflammatory. It kills viruses. Take it with vitamin D3, which creates killer cells. Take it with zinc and vitamin C, and your body produces killer cells in abundance. And those killer cells kill everything. Those killer cells kill everything, the word everything, that's trying to kill you.
Right.
All viruses,
right.
All bacteria, all yeast, all fungus, all mold, everything that's trying to get into you and do away with you is killed first by your immune system, who uses the nutrients, not the drugs, the nutrients to create killer cells which go after the bad guys.
And you know what is very much like the topic that we're talking now, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, very famous medical doctor, and he says here, I'm quoting him, it has long been understood that if the immune system is paralyzed, tumors grow like wildfire. This is what we see when the COVID shot has been administered. The immune system is paralyzed, and a person who received these shots is then susceptible to any infection. Even worse, he says, I'm quoting him, a cancer that has been under control for years, even decades, will suddenly become active and rapidly develop into grade 4 tumors, killing the vaccinated person rapidly. I'm quoting the doctor. New cancers also develop and grow incredibly fast. These have been referred to as, quote, turbo cancers. The primary cause of all cancer, says the doctor, is chronic low-grade inflammation.
Boy, oh boy.
Brief inflammation, says Dr. Blaylock, even when intense, is unlikely to induce the cancer, but the chronic low-grade does. In fact, inflammation, he says, plays a major role in every step of the cancer process. Inflammatory bowel diseases result in a high risk of colon cancer. The same is true for chronic prostatitis, diabetes, and inflammatory disease. And exposure to UV rays, as well as inflammatory diets and chronic stress. All of these inflammatory conditions wake up viruses. Another common inflammatory occurrence is the production of prostaglandins. Now, I want you to talk about this in a second, which are often influenced by the diet, such as when a person consumes omega-6 oils. Seed oils such as corn, peanut, canola, safflower, sunflower. The situation, says the doctor, is made worse by the fact that most fast food restaurants use the same oil for weeks or even months, making it highly oxidized and extremely inflammatory.
And unfortunately, it isn't just fast food restaurants.
No, that's right.
Most restaurants do not serve or prepare food with extra virgin organic olive oil. They just don't do it, because why? The other oils are much cheaper, so they go with the other oils to fry eggs, to saute anything, is with vegetable oils, which create what? Inflammation. And the inflammation does what? It kills your immune system. Just that simple.
Right.
Say what Mona just read to you.
Yes.
Is exactly what happens in 99.9% of all restaurants. They use the same oils repeatedly. If you're doing anything French fried, it's forget it. Those oils stay under high heat for days and days and days.
Right. And you know, Dr. Blaylock, we can't leave it without Kiri. He calls it, and in his topic about cancer, he says a new way to treat cancer, Dr. Blaylock. Dangerous chemicals and radiation worsen the inflammation, suppress the body's immunity, and damage all the surrounding normal cells. Fortunately, says the doctor, several natural compounds suppress viruses. The advantage of using these substances over traditional cancer treatments is the fact that the nutrients do not harm surrounding cells, but actually protect those cells. They are well tolerated, and they actually address the actual metabolic problem that is occurring. Now he goes here, I want you to say about this. For example, the natural compound berberine has been shown to not only protect normal cells, especially in the brain, but also to suppress herpes virus infection. Quercetin has potent anti-cancer benefits, including antiviral benefits, says the doctor. In addition, get to this then, curcumin, the active ingredient, has shown promising results against herpes infections. He quotes all of the studies. Curcumin has been shown to enhance mitochondrial function and altering the aberrant, that means the distorted metabolism seen in cancer. And he talks about the importance, the critical importance, lists all the studies about curcumin.
And you want to get curcumin, you want to build your immune system, you want to prevent so many negative health conditions, because so many negative health conditions develop from chronic inflammation. The doctors mentioned this in their articles. Whenever they talk about the oils, the vegetable oils, the sugars, the carbohydrates, the refined components, and the preservatives and colorings and things that are in the food create inflammation. You want to stop the inflammation, you want to stop the very basis of creating ill health, then you want to give pain power major consideration, because pain power contains the curcumin the doctors recommend, along with black pepper extract, along with a host of enzymes which help you digest curcumin. because curcumin is difficult to digest. So the Pain Power formula contains digestive enzymes to help you break down the curcumin, assimilate the curcumin 99.9%, and along with the enzymes and the pepper extract increases the absorption, utilization, the anti-inflammatory activity of every cell, and to knock out the negative cancer and heart disease and immune system compromises that come from the pollutions in the food.
Yes, and he says here that curcumin has been shown to reduce inflammatory response and in acute respiratory distress, because what he talks about, it's a major, he says the curcumin is a major weapon against the cytokine storms, cytokines which are the inflammatory destruction of the cell. No matter what the cause, curcumin deactivates the central cell mechanism for triggering this intense inflammatory response seen in cytokine storms. Curcumin is known and proven, says the doctor, to inhibit, that's mean to prevent, to drop it down, a number of other viruses, HIV, one, herpes simplex, human papilloma virus, human T lymphotropic virus, hepatitis B and C viruses. He goes on to say it plays a major role in suppressing this cytokine storm. Holds great promise for preventing severe lung damage caused by viruses and bacteria. Greatly lowers the risk of death in a majority of people. And even if you get infected, it could help prevent this cytokine storm. Goes on and on. It also reduces inflammation in the lungs and increases survival in flu-infected people.
But curcumin is difficult to digest. So
that's
the
right.
Alive and Well product, the Pain Power, is primarily curcumin. And it's primarily curcumin with black pepper extract, which helps digest it tremendously, with digestive enzymes, has three or four other digestive enzymes along with it. So the absorption rate of the curcumin in Pain Power, it far exceeds the absorption rate of any other product in digestion and development of an immune system, which fights off all the different pathogens that Mona was just reading about. It's a phenomenal product. It reduces pain, it reduces inflammation, it really stops the creation of negative health development.
That's right, and as I said, you know, when we put that together, when they said I had bone on bone, the thing that was in the family, the lupus that was in the family crippled my mother young and a number of other people in the family, and they said bone on bone, we have to do a knee transplant for you, bone on bone on the knees, because otherwise, the most you can hope for is you'll walk with a walker, but if you don't get this, you'll be in a wheelchair in a few months. Mm-hmm. And all of that, we had the top specialist put this together, and all of that reversed. I was able to dance for the next 40 years just perfectly well. And later on, gave my daughter back her Broadway career. She swears by it and all that because she thought she'd have to lose her Broadway shows. So all of that, it's an absolute miracle worker. We hear this every day, and no drugs, okay? And no allergens, terrific for you. Healthy, inflammation, pain relief, flexibility, joint and immune support, all right? And
Pain Power.
Free of any animal, and no pork, soy, wheat, corn, gluten, preservatives, or any known allergen on the planet. Terrific.
Pain Power. It's the knockout punch for pain.
The knockout punch for pain. And you know what? We at Alive and Well, we're not only the Fanatic Organics, we do the knockout punch for all the bad guys. We give that if any kind of chemicals and preservatives and terrible things that are out there try to get into that store, we do the knockout punch for those for pain right in that store. Alive and Well, call our 808-877-4950-4950 for any of our wonderful services there. You want all that fabulous food ready for you when you come in to the Broth Cafe or you're having a party. We'll have it all ready for you in a few minutes. Just call and let us know. Or any one of our services. All we can mail and ship all the vitamins, all the goodies, everything for you. And Dennis and Mona are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. If you want to sit down one-on-one with no charge whatsoever, make an appointment. 808-877-4950. Alive and Well is there for you in every conceivable way. And we love you, we care about you, and we're there for
you. And you've got the Pain Power, the knockout punch for pain, and you've got the Healthy One incredible multiple vitamin formulation. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that
optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.